Hey guys, welcome back to Astrophysica's podcast. This is Aman Mohan and with me is Krishna. Hey Krishna.
Yeah, man. Hi everyone.
Great. So guys, you might remember, because last week we talked about comets, right? And we also talked about how asteroids are a much bigger threat to the Earth than comets are. So today we're going to be talking about asteroids. So as you know, asteroids are basically rocky objects revolving around the sun. They're too small to be called planets. And they're also known as planetoids or minor planets. And there are millions of asteroids ranging in size from hundreds of miles to several feet across. And in total, the mass of all the asteroids is less than that of the Earth's moon.
Exactly. But despite their size, asteroids can be dangerous. Many have hit Earth in the past and more will crash into our planet in the future. That's one reason scientists study asteroids and are eager to learn more about their numbers, orbits, and physical characteristics. If an asteroid is headed our way, we want to know about it, right? So where are they found among?
That's a good question. So scientists have identified more than 1 million asteroids today. And according to NASA, asteroids lie primarily within three regions of the solar system. Okay, most asteroids lie in a vast ring between the orbits of Mars and Jupiter. And this main asteroid belt holds more than 200 asteroids that are larger than 60 miles in diameter. And scientists estimate that asteroid belt also contains between 1.1 million to 1.9 million asteroids larger than 1 kilometer in diameter and a million of other smaller ones.
Yeah, but not everything in the main belt is an asteroid. Ceres, once thought of only as an asteroid, is now also considered as a dwarf planet. In the past decade, scientists have also identified the class of objects known as main belt comets, small rocky objects with tails. While some of the tails form when objects crash into an asteroid or by disintegrating an asteroid, or others may be comets in disguise.
Yeah, and many asteroids lie outside the main belt. For example, there are Trojan asteroids that orbit the sun along the same path as a larger planet in two special places for about 60 degrees ahead of and behind the planet. And at these locations, which is known as Lagrange points, the gravitational pull of the sun and the planets are balanced. So Jupiter has the most Trojans with more than 10,000 such objects, according to the International Astronomical Union's database.
Yeah. While other planets have few Trojans, like Neptune has 30, Mars has 9, and Earth and Uranus each have one that scientists have identified to date. They also suspect that many of the solar system's moons were once asteroids until they were captured by planets' gravity and became satellites. Likely candidates include Mars's moon, Phobos and Deimos, and most of outer moons of Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune. So that's the question arises, Aman. How these asteroids are found?
Yeah, again, that's a good question. So in 1801, while making a star map, Italian priest and astronomer Giuseppe Piazzi accidentally discovered the first and largest asteroid, Ceres, that was orbiting between Mars and Jupiter. And although Ceres is classified today as a dwarf planet, it accounts for a quarter of all the mass of all the known asteroids in or near the main asteroid belt.
Yeah, and since about 2000, NASA has spearheaded a campaign to identify and track near-Earth asteroids. Programs like Catalina Sky Survey in Arizona and the Pan-STARRS telescopes in Hawaii specializes in identifying these objects and have each discovered thousands of asteroids, according to CNEOs. But how are they formed?
So basically, asteroids are leftovers from the formation of a solar system about 4.6 billion years ago. Okay, and early on, the birth of Jupiter prevented any planetary bodies from forming in the gap between Mars and Jupiter. And this was causing the small objects that were there to collide with each other and fragment into the asteroids that we see today.
Now, understanding of how the solar system evolved is constantly expanding. Two fairly recent theories, the Nines model and Grand Trek, suggest that the gas giants moved around before settling into their modern orbits. This movement could have sent asteroids from the main belt raining down on the terrestrial planets, emptying and refilling the original belt. So, Aman, can you tell us more about the types of the asteroids?
Yeah, so most asteroids fall into one of three classes based on their composition. Okay, The first one is the C-type or carbonaceous asteroids that are grayish in color and are the most common, which this includes more than 75% of known asteroids. Okay? And they probably consist of clay and snowy silicate rocks and inhabit the main belt's outer regions.
Yeah, and other type is S-type or siliceous asteroids. They are greenish to reddish in color, account for about 17% of asteroids, and dominate the inner asteroid belt. They appear to be made of silicate materials and nickel iron.
Yeah, and then the next one is the M-type or metallic asteroids, which are reddish in color and make up of most of the rest of the asteroids, and dwell in the middle region of the main belt, and they seem to be made up of nickel and iron.
Yeah, and apart from these, there are many other rare types based on composition as well. For instance, B-type asteroids, they are typified by Vesta as a basaltic volcanic crust. So one other question comes into my mind, one is how these are named. Is there a system? What is it?
Yeah, actually there is a system. So over the first half of 19th century, several asteroids were discovered and classified as planets. Right? So William Herschel coined the phrase asteroid in 1802. But other scientists refer to the newfound objects as just minor planets.
Okay. But by 1851, there were 15 new asteroids, and the naming process shifted to include numbers, with Ceres being designated as one Ceres. Today, Ceres shares the dual designation as both an asteroid and a dwarf planet, while the rest remain asteroids.
Yeah. And since the International Astronomical Union is less strict on how asteroids are named when compared to other bodies, there are asteroids named after Mr. Spock of Star Trek and rock musician Frank Zappa, as well as more solemn tributes such as seven asteroids named for the crew of the space shuttle Columbia that was killed in 2003. Naming asteroids after pets is no longer allowed though. But asteroids are also given numbers, for example, 9942, Apophis, etc. So guys, that's it for this week's episode. So until next week, this is Aman Mohan signing off with Krishna. Bye guys.
Bye.